Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hello, Negroes. Ryan and I are sick.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we've caught the swine flu.
Yeah, we're late to the game
a little bit.
Yeah, everybody else is done with the swine flu now, but we just got it. Orion came down with it like pretty much right after the last episode and gave it to me. Like I got it yesterday.
Yeah, it came down
conveniently,
hard, yeah.
Just in time for recording.
Yeah, I was at work and you know, I got the sniffles, went to bed that night, woke up, felt like shit.
Yeah.
This thing acted quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that Asian guy that works at my work. He just flew in. Anyways, yeah. It's no good. No good.
It's that Asian guy that works at my work.
Yeah.
It wasn't the cartoon pig that works at your work. I told you we're sick.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's usually me doing that.
Yeah. We just wanted to, you know, get that out there to warn you there might be some coughing and hacking up of sorts.
Nasty, nasally sounds.
All that good stuff that comes with being sick.
Yeah. So you should probably be eating while you listen.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
It's my birthday month.
Yeah.
My birthday is the 17th of October.
October 17th, yep.
Which is pretty awesome.
Kyle will be how old?
27.
27.
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
No, seriously, like, but before I turned, I don't know, 25,
yeah.
Every year I'd get older and it'd be like, no big deal. But for some reason, I know this sounds dumb, but 30 just seems like the end of the line to me. Like, I'm going to hit 30 and then life is just over.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. It's like, I guess it's because, like, when I was a kid, I would see, like, high schoolers, and they would look like adults to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you're in high school, like, even, like, younger high schoolers, like, 14-year-olds, I'd see 14-year-olds, and they looked like fucking adults to me when I was real little. And then, you know, you get older, and then, like, the adults are, like, 20-somethings.
Yep.
And now that I'm a 20-something, I guess the adults are, like, 30-somethings.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, I'm going to be, like, to me, being 30 is like being 60. It's like, all of a sudden, I'm going to be an adult for real, for real. There's no excuse anymore.
Yeah, it's like the end of the line.
I can't get away with saying I'm college age or anything that. You know, it's just over.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of, like, walking around. I've seen a lot of people in their 30s that kind of dress like they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
And they just look ridiculous.
I don't know about that. I mean,
sometimes. It depends, but...
Well, there's a... Like... I hope nobody at work ever listens to this, but there's a woman at my work...
Yeah.
...who's got to be in her 40s or maybe even early 50s. And she dresses like... She dresses like a 17-year-old from like 1993.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know where she gets her clothes because seriously, it looks like 1993 fashion.
Oh, man.
Maybe she's had it since then.
Yeah.
Although she wasn't 17 then either. So,
Yeah,
it's my birthday month. So send me presents.
Presents.
You can't send me presents, but send me money for presents.
Yeah.
I keep meaning to get a P.O. box for the show. Like, we don't really need one. I mean, who's sending us stuff? But it'd just be nice to have an address in case. I don't know why anybody would want to send, you know, if somebody ever wants to send us something. Yeah. I guess we could do like the self-addressed stamped envelope thing for the stickers.
That would help. Yeah. Because every time I mail out the stickers and I write like the website, you know, where the return address is, I always feel like I'm hoping they're going to make it there.
Like, because, what if you fucked it up somehow?
Or? Well, like what if the post office, like the one guy, what's his name? He didn't get his stickers.
Yeah.
And
we sent
forever.
Him twice before he did.
Yeah.
But like three times, the third time he got them. That like, was Brandon, I think.
Brandon. Yeah. Our only theory was like, what? Like writing Idge Hat.
Yeah,
kind of look like jihad or something.
I don't know. Like that doesn't make sense, but
yeah, and they're like, "Oh, that's no good. This is terrorist related."
Well, another reason that would help is it would get you your stickers faster because like as it stands, we have to go and like mail them. We have to go get stamps and mail them. Like we don't send a lot of mail normally, so we have to go get stamps and mail them and stuff. And so it's kind of depends on what we get around to doing it. But if we just had an envelope to just shove them in, it's already stamped. It's already got the address on it. You just drop it anywhere that there's a mailbox. So
yeah, it'd be more convenient.
So maybe we'll do that. But yeah, I keep meaning to get a P.O. box. And if we had one, then you could send me presents. Yeah.
But I was thinking, since we're sick, have you ever, for you,
yeah,
what's the worst part about being sick for you?
Well, when I get sick,
yeah,
I used to not get sick almost ever. And as I've gotten older, it's gotten a little bit worse. But even
you don't really get sick.
Even now, when I get sick, it's always just a head cold. I never get a fever. I almost never get an upset stomach. I don't usually get I get headaches sometimes, but it's usually not related to being sick. I don't know. So I guess the worst part is blowing my nose all the time.
Yeah. The worst part for me, I don't get to drink beer.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Well, I shouldn't. I
you were drinking Guinness earlier.
Oh, well, anyway.
And last night.
Anyway, the best part about being sick is, and this is stupid because nobody wants to be sick, but the best part for me, if there has to be something good coming out of it, is when your voice gets really deep and raspy.
Yeah, I guess that's the best part. Yeah.
I'll wake up and I'll be like, "What's up? How's it going?"
Hey, everybody. I guess I sort of got that going on now.
Instead of "Hi, everybody."
Yeah.
I'm like, "How's it going, everybody?" And it's pretty cool. And I just feel like I want to get on the radio. And
sometimes you get that when you first wake up, too.
Yeah, it's so
even
cool.
Even when you're not sick.
You don't want it to go away. And then as the day goes on, it's like, yeah, so anyway, I was, oh, fuck.
Damn it. Now I sound like me again. Yeah. Aw, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get sick that often, so it's not that big a
deal. That is true, and it fucking boggles my mind.
I haven't had a serious problem, ever.
When's the last time you got sick before this? I get sick, twice a year, three times.
It was earlier this year, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it was late last year.
I don't know. I can have, the worst fucking sickness, the flu. I can cough all over Kyle, and he won't get it, really.
Did
I don't know what I had
this before?
Time.
I don't remember if we did or not. I don't know if I mentioned this before or not, but with my ex-girlfriend, there was a period where she kept getting strep throat.
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure it out. It just wouldn't go away. She had it for months.
Yeah.
And she kept going to the doctor and getting medicine and it would sort of get better, but then she'd have it again.
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure it out. It turns out I had strep throat the whole time. I just never actually had strep throat. Yeah. I was just carrying it.
You just had the virus. Yeah.
I just kept giving it back to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I have a nice immune system. I haven't had a serious medical problem ever. Yeah, I broke my arms.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think I might have gone to the hospital once for anything, and I don't even remember what it was. Well, I feel like we talked about this. There was a brief period where I was having dizzy spells and I was fainting.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
It sounds familiar,
but
yeah.
It's hard to remember now. But yeah, so what it would be is I'd stand up a little too fast, I guess. And I would get, and everybody kind of gets this sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
Like you'd stand up and you get a little head rush.
Yep.
But mine, every once in a while, would be more intense. And one thing I've always thought was interesting is that most people say their vision goes black.
Yeah.
My vision doesn't go black. It goes white. Everything kind of whites out.
Weird. Yeah.
But anyway, so I'd stand up, I'd get dizzy. Everything would kind of fade to white. And then I'd wake up on the floor.
Oh, man.
It happened to me once. Happened to me all kinds of times at home. It happened to me once when I had braces. And I got up in the living room. My mom was in the kitchen making dinner or doing dishes or something. And I walked out there and I started talking to her. And the next thing I knew, I woke up on the floor and my lips were all busted because I fell flat on my face.
Oh, yeah,
and my braces just shredded my lips.
Fuck. I remember you telling me that. Yeah.
There was another time. My dad wasn't home a lot because he worked nights.
Yeah.
So he'd be gone when I got home, and he wouldn't be home until right before I got up for school.
Yeah.
So I rarely saw him, and he didn't witness this very many times, but he saw it once and I passed out and I fell on the floor. And I guess I've never seen it. I guess when I was passed out like that, I would be shaking like I was having a seizure.
Jesus Christ.
And my dad kind of freaked out a little bit because he thought I was having a seizure.
Yeah.
When I finally got it checked out, they said it wasn't a seizure. So I don't know what it was, but I was spasming on the floor. There was another time in school. It only happened to me once in school in biology class or zoology class or something.
Yeah.
And we were all paired off in teams doing a project, and I got up and I fell over and somehow nobody saw it but my partner.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I'm looking up at him, but I for a very brief moment when I first wake up, I'm disoriented. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Where am I kind of thing? Not amnesia, but where the hell am I? I'm looking up at him and I didn't recognize him at first. And I didn't know where I was. And I remember looking at him and going, who the fuck is this ugly guy staring in my face? Which is rude, but
yeah,
I didn't say that though.
Oh,
and then
man,
I realized
that
who
would've been great.
And then I realized who it was and got up and it was no big deal.
Yeah.
Nobody saw it. But wow. Eventually I went to the hospital for that. And it wasn't a big deal, but we were kind of scared that if this wasn't something that was going to go away, you know, maybe I would be carrying a pair of scissors and fall over and stab myself in the abdomen, you know, like Jesus. Whatever. I went to the hospital for that, and they did this thing called a table test or a tilt test, where they put me on this big table. I was really pissed about this, by the way, because for some reason, whenever you go to the hospital for anything, they want to give you an IV.
Yeah.
All the time. No reason.
No reason.
I asked them, what's the IV for? Oh, it's just hospital procedure. Well, fuck off then. Then I don't need it.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to wear a hospital gown, too. And
oh,
I'm like, well,
fuck that.
Why do I have to get naked? Oh, it's just hospital procedure.
Fuck that.
So I'm wearing this stupid dress made out of like paper with a hole in the back so you can see my ass. Like I didn't need to be naked for this test.
There's no reason.
There's no reason. They did. Okay, so they laid me on this table.
Okay.
And they put electrodes on my chest.
What?
So it makes sense that I might have had to take my shirt off.
Okay.
But there's absolutely no reason to take my pants off. I really think doctors and nurses are just perverts. But anyway.
Yeah.
So they lay me on this table, and it's like motorized or hydraulic or whatever, and it just slowly starts to tilt so that to the point where you're standing up. And like at first it's fine, but then as I got hot, like tilted more and more, I started to get really dizzy and really nauseous.
Jesus.
And they, I guess from that, they were able to figure out that the problem, I forget what they called it,
yeah,
but it was that when you stand up really fast, like your heart pumps your blood, but also your blood vessels constrict to kind of push the blood back up.
Yep.
And I guess my blood vessels weren't strong enough. They weren't constricting hard enough pump it all back up to my head fast enough for me to not pass out.
Wow.
So it wasn't that big a deal. They said it was something people usually grow out of, but they gave me pills. And I don't know if this was an actual effect of the pills or not, but I didn't really notice any difference when I was on them, except that I was tired all the time.
Oh.
So I stopped taking them.
Yeah.
And I don't do it anymore. So I don't know.
Yeah, it just grew out of it.
Yeah. But that was the only, like, it's not serious, but that's the only, like, serious medical problem I've ever had.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, did you have some clot, like, in your brain that couldn't find?
There was a period where we didn't know what it was, and I was, like, a little paranoid, like, do I have a brain tumor? And, like, my brain is swelling, and when I stand up, it, like, pushes against my skull. I didn't know.
That's terrifying, yeah. Damn.
But it really wasn't that scary. But
how old were you?
This was like 15.
Damn. Okay.
The only other medical problem I can think of that I had was when I was born, I was jaundiced. But they like put you under a light. There's some kind of magic light. I guess it's, I don't know what it is. If it's like a vitamin D light. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. Yeah.
But they put you under this light and you're fine. It happens to lots of babies.
Yeah.
What about you? Any medical problems?
No, I just get sick a lot, and I never know why. I just, you know, I get like a, you know, I get the sniffles, and then I come home and go to bed and wake up and I'm sick, and I have no idea why. I do know where I got the sickness from, but
you got it from
this
work
time,
I assume.
Yeah, I got it from work, and because everyone around me is getting the same thing, and I'm just coming out of it, thank God. Man, it was rough. But nothing serious ever. Like, never broke a bone. I never had any serious health problems.
My sister got the chicken pox once.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Like,
wait a minute. Did you ever get them?
Because I'm not sure.
There's this myth that you're supposed to get them like twice in your life.
Well, supposedly after you get them once, maybe twice.
Maybe twice.
You'll never
get
them again.
Yep.
And if you get them as an adult, it's supposed to be way worse.
Yep.
But, I'm not sure if I got them because I remember when my sister, I know that sounds stupid. How do you not know?
Yeah.
When my sister got them, I remember I had like two or three spots on my whole body.
Okay. Yeah.
And it could have been something else. You know, it could have been an ingrown hair or a, I don't, they didn't really itch.
It could be very mild. Yeah.
It could be, but
it varies.
But I either got it and it barely did anything to me or I never got it.
Wow.
But yeah. I lived with her, you know, it makes sense that I should fucking get it. If,
yeah.
But I didn't. So.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to disclose where I got it, just depend because who knows who's listening. But I took a Vicodin the other night.
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me a Vicodin.
Yeah.
I'd never tried Vicodin before because I've never had any serious medical problems where I would need painkillers of that strength.
Yeah.
And remember we talked about redheads needing more painkillers?
Yes.
More sedatives?
Yep.
Nothing happened. I didn't feel a thing.
Yeah.
And I know it's supposed to, you know, kill the pain, but I've heard everybody I've heard of who's taken Vicodin, they're like, it's sort of like being drunk, but yeah, you're not drunk. Like, you're still all there, but you feel it's physically amazing. Drunk. Like, it's crazy. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't feel a thing.
That's crazy. You're superhuman.
And it might sound like I'm bragging, but I'm really not. No. I'm slightly concerned because if I ever do get like a serious like injury or something,
yeah,
I'm afraid it's not going to work.
They're going to be
an excruciating pain.
Morphine, yeah. Yeah. Not doing anything.
I'm going to have to be on a morphine drip and then I'm going to get addicted. And then like to substitute, I'm going to go out and get heroin.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, Kyle never gets sick. Vicodin does nothing. Painkillers do nothing for him. This guy will drink energy drinks and go right to bed.
Yeah.
I don't know. What the fuck is going on, man?
I'm broken.
You're crazy.
I don't know. Somebody fix me. Somebody send me a Kyle fix it kit for my birthday.
It's amazing. But yeah, so we're sick. I found out I got Aldi sick as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's not too happy. The funny thing is, and I kind of want to ask for advice. I don't know if Pishu would know anything about this because he's an old friend. And his mom taught sex ed for a while, for God knows how many years, you know, throughout her adolescent.
Are you wondering if you can get swine flu from a blowjob?
Well, Aldi woke up and we were in the bathroom getting ready for work. And she's like coughing. She's got a fever and shit. She's like, she goes, you just had to come in my mouth. I got sick from your semen. But I kind of stopped brushing my teeth and I'm like, huh? Can that happen? I'm not sure. So that doesn't make sense.
It's
but
bodily fluid. It's bodily fluid. I wouldn't think it's one that's affected.
That wouldn't be connected, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I'm not
a doctor. But yeah, I thought that was funny.
I guess if the virus is in your bloodstream, it could be.
That's what I thought. Yeah, like it's in your blood. So like even if you know we had sex, like would it get in her bloodstream and she'd get sick that way? I don't know. It's kind of boggled my mind. I was thinking about it for a while, but it seems so silly. Like, that's silly. No way. And I told her that.
The virus feeds on the protein in the semen and actually gets you sick faster.
Yeah, so she's kind of pissed. She's sick now. She's just starting. I'm getting off of it. And I got Kyle and Aldi sick.
Hopefully you guys, because you're like out of sync like this, will just keep getting each other sick over and over. Oh,
we're going to have to quit. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know if anyone can answer that question. Maybe I'll have to Google
that. That is a good question.
Yeah. I was thinking about it all day at work today, even as silly as it is. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you guys are in close contact. Like, you guys kiss all the time and stuff, too.
That's true. I could have just, you know, just
she probably already had it and just didn't, you know, start showing symptoms till today.
That's my theory, yeah. I mean, we're sleeping in the same bed and I'm breathing.
But I do like the idea that you ejaculated a virus into her mouth.
Yeah.
That's nice. Romantic.
I like how she assumed. She's like blaming me for that.
You just had to.
You asshole. Yeah. Thought that was funny.
You were talking about Guinness, or actually I was talking about Guinness, but you were the one drinking it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Guinness?
Oh, yeah. The first time I had Guinness, I was 17, and I was working at a party store, and I wasn't of age, obviously. I paid for the beer, and when I went to leave and I closed shop, I grabbed the beer and took it home, and it was a Guinness, and because everybody talks so highly of it, it's this, you know, it's the famous Irish beer, and I hated it. I took it home, drank it. I couldn't even drink it all. I took like a few sips and dumped it. You know, it was nasty. And now that I'm of age and I drink all this beer, all different kinds.
Now that you're a connoisseur.
Yeah. I haven't tried Guinness since. So this kid that just turned 21, I'm like talking to him about beer and, you know, telling him what my favorites are. And he's like, well, my favorite is Guinness. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Fuck. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to buy some Guinness. So I did. And I got to tell you, man, it's the shittiest beer I've ever had. It's not because it tastes bad. This shit has no flavor really at all. Like, you buy the can, it's got the ball in it, kind of like a spray paint can. You got to like flip it so it kind of shakes it up, but you don't want to shake the can.
Right.
You got to get the beer mixed up so it's even, I guess, before you pour it.
Right.
You pour it out. You can't see through it. It's very black. and then I drink it, and it didn't do it for me. It sucks.
No, that's weird.
Which is weird.
Like, the fact that you're calling it flavorless is weird to me, because I've only tried Guinness once, and that was when I was in England, because I figured I wasn't going to like it, because I don't even like
regular beer. Fuck it, I'll try it.
Like, I really don't like beer anyway. Yeah. I just like getting drunk. Yeah. So, okay. And I drink beer because it doesn't make me throw up like liquor, and it's relatively cheap.
Yeah.
But, so I knew I wasn't going to like it, but I tried Guinness anyway, because it's like, I'm in England.
Yeah, it's the famous beer. Yeah.
And it was gross. It was strong, it was thick, and it was gross.
Yeah.
So the fact that you say it's flavorless is weird to me. Yeah. Maybe it's the difference between American and European Guinness, but that sounds so dumb to me.
I hear they're different, but I don't know. And, you know, maybe I got a bad batch. I have no idea. I don't know.
That sounds so dumb to me, though. Like, why would they make it different here?
It's silly to me. Yeah.
Or is it even made here, or do they import it?
It's imported.
Yeah.
According to the can, yeah.
So why would it be any different?
That makes no sense. Yeah, it's very, it's not even thick. Like, it goes down like water, and I'm sitting there like trying to, you know, search for some kind of flavor. And it has a flavor. I'm not saying it's like water, but it's very close to water.
Huh.
But then again, it could be a bad batch. I don't know.
I've always gotten the impression that people who drink Guinness regularly are like proud of themselves for it.
I agree.
Like, oh, I only drink Guinness because Guinness is the best.
Yes.
Like, they feel like, I don't know, it's like wearing a monocle and only drinking Chardonnay. Like,
yeah. It's for bragging rights. Yeah, it's like, I drink Guinness. So.
Like, I drink High Life Light and PBR most of the time. And I didn't realize this till fairly recently. I guess PBR is like the hip, trendy thing among like hipster, scenester kids.
Apparently, yeah.
I had no idea. I just drink it because it's cheap.
Yeah, it's the cheap beer. You go to a bar and it's
usually at
shit.
Bars, I'll drink PBR if it's on tap because it's cheap. And at home, I'll drink High Life Light because it's cheap.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste like that strong, and
it's
I don't like beer.
It's very watered down, yeah.
And I just don't care. Like, and even if I really liked an expensive beer, I wouldn't be like, oh, my favorite is this.
Yeah. Yeah. I was at the fucking restaurant the other day, and friends came out from work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call them friends. They're like co-workers, you know.
Associates.
Associates. Anyway. Yeah, they order a Bud Light, right?
Uh-huh.
The guy brings Miller Light.
Oh, I remember this.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And they go, I could have swore I ordered a Bud Light. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
I go, are you fucking kidding me? It's beer.
I'm sure there is a difference. And if you're a big beer drinker, you can taste them side by side and go, this one is Miller Light and this one is Bud Light.
But they're the same kind of asshole. I drink Guinness, you know?
It's like if I went to a restaurant and ordered a Coke and they brought me a Pepsi and I fucking lose my shit.
Yeah.
Most of the time, if you do that, if you go to a restaurant and say, oh, I'll have a Coke, and they're like, and they only have Pepsi, they'll say, is Pepsi okay?
Yeah.
And I've seen people do this, but I've never been with someone who's done this, but I've seen people go, oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, like, oh, no, that's not the same at all. And I know they're not. They do taste different, but fuck off.
Fuck off.
It's a fucking cola. Like, I can't imagine liking Coca-Cola and hating Pepsi.
Yeah, Jesus
Christ. They're close enough that, like, how do you hate one?
Yeah. It's like the town we're in. I talked to the Pepsi and Coke vendors at my place of employment.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, this area is definitely a Coke area. They prefer it. They will not buy Pepsi, the majority.
I prefer Coke too. But like if I'm at a restaurant and they're like, we have Pepsi, then I'm like, fine.
Yeah. Whatever's on sale, I'll buy shit. I like them both.
Yeah.
And they are a little different, but it's cola. Like, I'll buy the store brand cola if I have to, if it's cheap.
I drink RC every once in a while. RC's Royal good. Crown, the like 7-Up brand.
Yeah. That's cola. Good stuff.
It's not bad.
It's a cola. Yeah.
It's in the vending machines at work. They have a Coke machine, a Pepsi machine, and like a 7-Up machine.
7-Up, yeah.
And it's got like, usually I drink Dr. Pepper, but the 7-Up products are $1 and everything else is like $1.35. So I'll drink the RC cola.
Yeah. I think they're gonna disappear soon. They're slowly getting run down. Like, they're not.
Well, RC?
No, like 7-Up products.
I'm a little surprised RC is still around.
I
thought it went the way of the dodo a long time ago.
Nobody buys 7-Up.
I can't remember the last time I saw a person other than myself drinking RC cola.
Yeah, God. And if it's that bad around you, like imagine like the nation. like, unless some town out there is strictly, you know, 7-Up products and RC and all that shit.
Dr. Pepper, though,
slowly going under.
I think Dr. Pepper is enough to carry him.
Yeah, yeah. You'll see, like, you go to McDonald's, they'll have, like, Coke products and Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's weird.
Which,
like,
is weird.
Like, 7-Up, like, the 7-Up Dr. Pepper company isn't considered in competition. Like, they're so unpopular that Coke and Pepsi have no problem sharing space on a soda machine with them.
Yeah.
There's that sickness. There's no way I could edit that out, so let's just talk about it.
I'm so sorry, guys. Oh, this is bad. But
I feel a little bit better actually hearing you cough like that, because for some reason the smoking seems to have affected me in that regard a lot more than it has you. And you've actually been doing it longer. Maybe
that's
you've just
true.
Built up a tolerance.
I don't know. Yeah.
You've got a nice layer of tar in your esophagus.
It just kind of smooths over my lungs.
Whatever.
But yeah.
But yeah, it's usually me coughing. So it's kind of nice to have you doing it for a change.
Yeah.
Aileen always calls me a robot when my voice goes crazy because my throat gets all scratchy.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, last episode there was this part where Kyle
and I,
like,
just
had this like bubble in his throat, and he said like a full sentence.
I just
and the whole time I'm
it.
Cringing, like, just cough it up, man. And he finally went, ahem, and I'm like, I felt relieved because it was like, so yeah. Anyway, guys, you know,
it was
like,
more of a scratchy thing, but yeah,
scratchy. So fuck, but yeah. Yeah, but going back to the Guinness thing, anytime I run into an asshole that says, you know, I drink Guinness, from now on, I'm going to, like, kneel on one knee and just, like, do the trumpet. Like, just make fun of that.
Roll out a red carpet.
Yeah.
Right this way, Mr. Guinness.
Yeah. Yeah, enough about that.
Yeah, we got a voicemail we want to play.
Hello, good sirs of Itchhat. It is Marleykins. I have 6 questions for you, 5 of which are about you questions, since you always say you want people to call in and ask questions or challenge your views. And since I don't really feel like challenging any of your views right at this moment, I'm going to ask questions. So, question 1, what are both of your favorite bands? Question 2, what's your favorite show? Question 3, what's your favorite movie? Question 4, what's your favorite game? And question 5, what would you say is the most embarrassing moment you have lived through? And I have an additional question that's not really about you, but about the show. I'm feeling creative, and I'm sure there's other people out there who feel creative as well, and I want to help make something. To help support and promote the show. And I was just wondering if you wanted anything or had any ideas, banners, audio commercials. Can you give me some ideas what you might want? And I will try to make something because I want to make something and it might help. So anyway, that's all for now. As always, keep up the excellent, awesome, superb work, and can't wait to hear the next episode. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah.
So I want to answer the last question first. As far as, like, being creative, making stuff to help the show, that would be awesome.
Fuck yeah.
I'm
kind of excited about this.
Specifically, I don't have any real specific ideas, like,
I don't want to give you a homework assignment.
Yeah.
But
if
that might
got,
be fun.
If you've got an idea, yeah, go for it.
What are you thinking?
Well, anything would be cool.
I'm thinking, like, flyers. Because that's kind of like, it's simple, but you can get very creative with it, and it would help promote the show.
Yeah, if you wanted to design a flyer or something, like, I guess we could, like, put it up on the website.
Yeah,
so somebody
like, scan
could,
it in.
People
it
could,
in,
like, yeah. download it and... Like, you could put it up as, like, an image or a PDF or something. People could download it and print them out and
That'd
hand them to friends or whatever.
Sweet.
Or leave them someplace where people will find them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you wanted to make a promo, if you had some kind of idea, you wanted to go put some clips together or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure what kind of resources or tools she has to, like, record
well,
or whatever.
And, you know, this could be for anybody. You know, if somebody wants to help, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You could make
promos,
banners.
Would be awesome.
Banners, you know, like website banners.
Yeah.
Things you could put in like your forum signature on other websites and stuff.
Yeah.
That would help. Because people will see that and be like, what the hell is I just had a terrible thought? Click.
Yeah.
Or, you know, avatars or buddy icons or if you have the talent and the time, you could make like an animation or something.
Oh, in Flash.
Like
yeah.
a Flash animation out of some crap we
That's
said.
That's kind of stretching it. But yeah, if you have
Or like
the
a
talent.
YouTube video.
Oh.
Whatever. That but yeah, would be anything. Sweet. If you want to do that, that's awesome. We would appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Like I said, I don't have a lot of real specific ideas,
and I don't want to give her a homework assignment.
Right.
Like we suggest you do this.
Before we get to your other questions, though, we do have a new promo we just put together.
Yes.
With a guest voice by our friend Dave.
Yes, Dave. Thank God for Dave.
Kyle and O'Ryan were two ordinary guys.
So I turned on MTV's The Grind and I made sweet, sweet love to a peach.
Who thought they had podcasting on the internet all figured out.
I ended up peeing on Aldi's face.
What they don't know is...
I thought that the girl's vagina was like in the front.
They're about to learn the answer.
What the fuck is that, you bitch flap?
To the age-old question.
Could you imagine a robot president?
I don't know.
You can make him cute. You can make it like a puppy.
Whatever he says.
I'm the president. I say universal health care for all.
I don't support universal health care, but I just can't help but... Aw, robot puppy. President Fluffytron.
I just had a terrible thought. Look for it on the internet at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
So thank you, Dave.
Yeah,
that's our,
big props to Dave.
That's our new promo.
For anyone that doesn't know, Dave like does this professionally.
Yeah, and Dave did the voice in our last promo too.
Yeah.
Which I think I sort of screwed up a little bit because in like the mixing process, I think I goofed it a little, but...
Yeah.
But the voice was awesome. He did kind of like the movie guy voice.
Yeah. And he definitely has a talent.
Yeah.
And like,
well, yeah. When we were talking about voice acting a few episodes ago, did we ever bring this back up?
I don't think so. No.
I kind of meant to. Yeah. We were talking about voice acting. We were talking about how awesome we thought it was.
Yes.
And evidently, we sort of inadvertently made it sound like it was the easiest fucking job on the planet.
Yeah.
Which wasn't the point.
That's not the, yeah.
Like, we said something along the lines of, it'd be awesome. You just have to go to work and talk.
Which is basically what you do.
I still maintain is technically true, but it's not like it's that simplistic.
It's not
like,
that simple.
There's vocal exercises and stuff that the pros do to get ready and to practice. And, you know, depending on who you're working for, like if you're not a famous, well, most voice actors aren't famous, but if you're not like, you know, famous within the right circles or whatever,
yeah,
chances are you're not getting the best jobs, which means you have to go in and deal with retards who think they know what they want. But they want bullshit, or you have to do like the same. Like Dave was telling me he gets asked to do announcer voice a lot.
Oh yeah, would get annoying.
I guess it's just kind of like just generic voices you hear on like commercials and stuff, which is appropriate sometimes, but not very creative.
All the time?
And yeah, all the time it's the same
thing.
Get
under my skin, yeah.
And I think people like don't appreciate voice actors. Like I know a lot of like local companies and stuff, when they do commercials, they'll have somebody who works for them do like the voiceover because they think anybody can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just talking.
Which, yeah, it makes
so you have somebody get
the
on
talent.
The mic who's an idiot and doesn't know what the hell they're doing and can't even really do a mediocre job and sounds like they're reading from a page.
Yep.
And anyway,
yeah,
I just wanted to bring that back up for a second just to say we do understand.
Clarify.
That I might not understand fully because I've never done it as a job, but I do understand that it's not like,
it's the fucking easiest thing in the world.
Yeah, but it would be awesome still.
Again, on the subject of like making stuff to help the show out, I think I'll post up a high-res version of the logo in case you want to use that for anything. I'll probably put that in the...
That would help, yeah.
In the Electrogenesis forum. I'll probably like make a sticky thread where we can put like resources and crap. That's all I can think of for now, but maybe we'll put like pictures of us in there or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so if you're making a flyer, you just download, you know, the logo and plug it into whatever
Or a banner making. Or whatever you're making.
Yeah, whatever.
If you wanted to use the logo. Another thing, I've been trying to think of like a symbol for the show. Because the logo's cool, but the logo only kind of resizes to a certain extent. You know, if you make it too small, it's because it's text. Yep. Like, I don't really care about the I Just Had a Terrible Thought underneath the main abbreviated logo.
Yeah.
But even the main logo, because it's the text, you can only really resize it so small before it starts to look like just garbage.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think of like a symbol to go with the show, and I don't have a lot of ideas. And most of the ideas I have had have been so, like, I don't know, almost cliche. Like, I thought about something involving, like, a brain, since the show's about terrible thoughts.
But that's, like, the easy way.
Yeah, it's,
out,
like, too
know,
easy. I thought about maybe creating some kind of little character, but...
Yeah, if anybody has any ideas, because we've been kind of thinking about this since the beginning.
Yeah, that's why I bring it up, is if anybody has any kind of ideas.
Anything.
And if you're not creatively inclined, you could still have an idea, and that could still be a way you could kind of help that way.
That might help, because we might be thinking too hard about it.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know.
I thought another thing I thought about was something involving a light bulb, because, you know, like, light bulbs kind of symbolize ideas.
Yeah, but
and ideas are thoughts. But it's so, like, it's so obvious.
So it's, cliche.
It's the
easy way out. You
know? Anyway, on to her regular questions.
Yes.
What was the first one?
Favorite band.
Your favorite band.
And
see, now this is tough.
This has come up before.
Yeah, we did sort of try to talk about it before. But
I think instead of just saying, you know, we don't really have a favorite band, just give a general idea.
It's hard to even do that, though, because, like, I think I said in the other episode where we talked about this, like I said, I guess typically if you want to get an idea of what I listen to.
Just to reflect you.
I listen to rock in general, but that could mean so many different things. Yeah. And even that's not actually true. I mean, I do listen to rock, but I also listen to all kinds of crap. Like,
what kind of music, like what kind of bands out there would kind of reflect your ideal?
I think last time I mentioned like the Shins,
yeah.
And the Unicorns, which are like kind of like indie music.
Yeah.
I kind of like the Killers. I like Andrew WK.
Yeah.
It's so fucking spread out. Like, and even that's not that spread out, but I like Eminem sometimes. Trying to think of like stuff that isn't rock that I like.
Yeah.
I like Lil Jon. Lil Jon is I kind of like Lil Jon. Like, I actually like the music, like the beats and stuff are cool. But part of the reason I like Lil Jon is because he cracks me up.
Yeah, he does.
He's like a comedian. It's
We'll sit down and like just play one of his songs and we'll hear it. And when we hear it, because Kyle obviously makes music and I've attempted to make some music, but we both have this, you know, this understanding of the process. And so when we hear a song, we kind of think about what's going on. And when we hear a Lil Jon song and he's in the background just doing, yeah, like, how do they record that? He just sits and go,
yeah,
and cut. All right, we got that.
Right.
And go,
yeah,
and cut. Like, how's that work?
They probably just play the song back, and then throughout the song, when he feels like it, he throws out a yeah.
Yeah.
Bitches want me to fuck. True.
Yeah.
What else? Like, I listen to so many different things. It's hard. I like AC/DC.
Yeah.
Like, I like some old Metallica.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah. It depends on the mood. And
I can be a total indie fag at times.
Yeah.
Or I can be totally into, like, metal or, like, kind of electronic-ish rock.
Yeah.
I used to like the All American Rejects, but I only really liked their first album.
First album, yeah. Same here.
We actually collectively we got into the Alkaline Trio for a while.
Oh yeah.
And we were really into the Alkaline Trio.
Still one of my favorite bands, yeah.
And they're still good. They put out the album Crimson, which I wasn't a big fan of. I think they were trying to experiment.
Yeah.
Kind of change up their sound.
Yeah.
And some of the songs were okay, but some of them were like, I see what you're trying to do there, but
a lot of stuff is hit or miss as the bands progress. Yeah. But
what about you? Because I named a bunch of crap.
Because I was thinking about this, and I don't want to, like you, I like all kinds of shit, but the kinds of bands, I guess, that if you ask people what kind of band they'd think of when they thought of me, and I'm not just throwing out a band, but like I like Tool, I like Nine Inch Nails, I like Deftones. If I had to choose like a genre of rock to reflect me, I guess it'd be like I'm the metal guy. But I do listen to a lot of, when I really want to listen to music to appreciate it and like get inspired, I guess. Traditionally, I turn to like indie music because it's more, I don't know, it's, I don't want to say deep, but it's more intelligent.
You got really into Elliott Smith for a while.
Elliott Smith is my all-time favorite artist. bar none.
Oh, well, you should have like just ever. Said that.
Yeah.
I know he's not a band, but that was kind of the question.
But if you look at me, I mean, you wouldn't think Elliott Smith at all.
Well, I know when you first got into Elliott Smith, I had tried to listen to him at some point.
Yeah.
And for some, I don't know what song I picked, but I just couldn't get into it. It was like, it was too sad or too mellow or something. Yeah. It might have just been that I wasn't in the right mood, but I checked him out again later, and I really like a lot of his stuff.
Very intelligent.
Yeah. That's happened to me a bunch of times, though, with music. I'm just in the wrong mood or whatever. I'm in the wrong phase when I try it the first time.
Yep.
And then I'm like, I remember I bought the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, their like first big album.
Ooh, yeah.
I bought it blind. Like, I had never listen to this ever, but everybody kept saying it was good, and I kind of like the cover art.
So you just went out and bought
it? I'm such a fag. I bought menthols because I like them because they're green. I bought the CD because I thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
And I brought it home and I tried to listen to it and I was like, this is garbage. What is this crap? And then I still have the CD. I tried it again like last year. And I loved it.
How much time went by?
I don't know, like 3 years?
3 years, damn.
And I loved it the second time around. So I don't know what the hell my problem is.
That's why, when someone says, what's your favorite artist, it's so hard.
And another thing that I don't like talking about, like, what's your favorite band, what's your favorite artist, is even if I name a bunch of bands, the bands that I choose to name, the ones that come to mind first, kind of paint a picture of who I am.
Yeah.
So, like, if I just happened to say, like, what do you like? What do you listen to? And I was like, well, I kind of like Metallica, the Black Crowes, AC/DC. It sounds like I'm kind of into, like, slightly metalish classic rock.
Yeah.
Which I kind of am, but not, like, overall. Like, that's not a good picture of what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's...
I agree with you, yeah. Like, when I say I like Tool and Nine Inch Nails and metal,
it gives you a
like,
false impression of who I am.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's... Yeah. Anyway, this is probably way too long to spend on this question.
Moving on. Second question. Your favorite show, and I assume that's TV show?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's not, like, Broadway musical. Fuck that. But my favorite show... Right now, for me, I think my favorite shows, it's hard to pick one over the other, are Dexter, which is on Showtime, I think. I don't know. I watch it online.
Yeah, and, you told me. Showtime, yeah.
Yeah, you haven't seen it. You should see that sometime. It's about a dude who's a serial killer, but he only kills bad guys. Just went into its fourth season. And House. I really like House.
Yeah, yeah.
And House is
fucking
ridiculous.
House
is, like, the show is ridiculous. The premise, like, they constantly get ridiculously rare medical ailments into their office, which kind of makes sense because that's like what they do.
Yep.
But they're all just happening in the same place.
Yeah.
But I still love it. I love that show. I like the character, I think, is mostly why I like it so much.
That turned me off about the show at first because every episode was like some rare thing and they end up fixing it every episode. And I'm like, fuck this.
I think they have fucked up, but only a couple times.
But yeah, I love that fucking show. Like the more you watch it, it's interesting. It's not the premise like there's some disease going on that's unknown and then they fix it. It's what's going on in the show. It's comedy. It's very funny and and it's thrilling and intense.
I just really love House, the character.
Yeah, he's awesome.
On the one hand, he's all about reason and logic, which I like.
Yes.
And on the other hand, he's a total dick, which is funny.
And he's an atheist.
Well, that's just part of being all about reason and logic.
I mean. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That anyway, what's your favorite show?
Lost.
Lost. See, Lost has lost,
lost
its
has
magic
lost.
For me.
Really?
I still like it. And when it comes back on...
You
got
to wait for the end, man.
When it comes back on, I'll watch the final
season.
It's going
to blow our minds. Yeah.
It's just gotten so, like, ridiculous. Like, there's no... At this point, like, the only real explanation for any of it is magic. And once upon a time, it seemed to be heading more in a direction of, like, science.
Yes.
In the beginning.
But now it's getting more, like, magic, yeah.
Yeah, it's all... Like, there are, like, gods involved now in the last season. Okay, all right. But I'll still watch it. I mean, and it is still entertaining.
Yeah.
It's just it's lost a little bit of it.
I really want to see Dexter, though. And what's the other one? What's the other one you told me about?
It might have been Weeds.
Weeds, yeah.
Weeds is good, too.
I got to see
that. It's not one of my favorites, but it's one that
it's really good.
I like it.
I got to check that out. I'm sure I'd love it.
That one is ridiculous for its own reasons, because, like, it's about this mom. That's another one on Showtime.
Yeah.
It's about this mom whose husband dies, and she wasn't working.
Yeah.
And I guess instead of getting a job, she decided to start dealing weed. It's been a long time since I saw the first season.
Yeah.
So she starts dealing weed in this nice suburban area. And then shit just gets out of hand. And I don't know what season it was. I think we just got through the fourth or fifth. I don't really know. But anyway, whatever. things keep getting out of hand, things get crazy, and she always makes it out somehow.
Wow. Yeah.
And
sounds intense.
It's sort of, it's good. I like it. I like the characters, yeah. But it is ridiculous.
It is. Yeah. I'll have to check it out. Your favorite movie?
That one's really hard.
Oof. Yeah.
If I had to pick a favorite movie, the first one that springs to mind might not actually be my favorite movie because it's so hard to say.
Yeah.
But the first one that springs to mind, the one that I watch the most often, yeah. I think, is Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation.
And I really can't explain why.
Yeah.
Because I do. I mean, I like it. I like the story and everything. But I think it's more of like just an overall aesthetic thing. And part of me hates to admit this because it takes place in Japan. And I like a lot of things about Japan and stuff. And I feel like I'm painting myself sometimes as I try not to talk about it. Like, I feel like I'm painting myself as like an anime nerd.
Yeah.
Who's like, Japan is like the holy land.
Yeah.
And I want to migrate there. And
well, you don't have to be an anime nerd.
Build a temple to Gundam or something.
Japan is awesome. Yeah.
But it's just this whole kind of aesthetic. I like the soundtrack and the characters and the, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
I went to the bar that's featured in that movie.
Oh, shit.
When I went to Japan, there's this bar that they're in a lot in the hotel. And I went to that hotel and went to the bar.
Oh, man.
And it was
very cool. Very weird.
Very underwhelming.
Yeah, underwhelming.
But it was still kind of cool.
That is cool, yeah.
What about you? Favorite movie?
Oh, this is so gay. My favorite movie is Vanilla Sky. God damn it, Kyle.
I'm only laughing because you said it's...
I know everybody out there is like, what? I've never heard of that. And if they have,
I think
like,
most people
are you
have
fucking
heard of it.
Kidding me?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
I love that movie, man. I do. And there's a lot of movies I like, but that one...
Now, like, do you like that movie because you like that movie, or do you like that movie because Cameron Diaz is in it? Because we have sort of discussed it, because you have a thing for Cameron Diaz, and I think Cameron Diaz looks like an old baseball mitt.
God damn it.
Well, and Ollie makes fun of you because she's jealous.
we all have celebs we want to fuck.
I know.
I mean, but... Yeah, I like Cameron Diaz, you know. Aldi likes her David Beckham.
Yeah. The only time I thought Cameron Diaz was hot was in The Mask.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
She's always hot to me. And
she's always looked wrinkly like some kind of alien to me.
Fuck, like, man. Like, well, that's because Aldi's always showing you the bad photos that
No. Like, even regularly. She has a weird squashy face.
Really?
Like, it squashy looks like somebody face. Just grabbed the front of it and like just pushed it in.
What?
And now it's all squashy and there's like, it's not really wrinkles, but like when she smiles and stuff, it's like there's too much skin and there's no like fat to fill it out.
Yeah.
So it just kind of folds up around her face.
You're killing me, man.
I don't know. She's
You're
just
killing my boner. Yeah. But
that's just me. I mean,
Cameron Diaz, it's not so much like, oh, she's so fucking hot. You know, I just want to, it's more of like how fun she is in movies. And she's so fun. Like she bites her lips and dances around. And she'd be. It's just fucking.
She'd just be a good time.
Man. She'd be a great time. Anyways, but yeah, I like the movie because of the movie, not because.
Okay. I figured you did, but I had to ask.
There is that part where she's like, I swallowed your cum. Rewind. I swallowed your cum. Rewind. Anyways, but it's a great movie. And I cried when I watched it the first time.
Wow.
It's very deep. I don't want to talk too much about it because.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I don't think there's anything wrong with the fact that you cried the first time you saw it. I mean, I'd have to see it to know if I thought there was anything wrong with the fact that you cried. But I've cried at movies. You know, I think everybody who has some form of metaphorical heart has cried at a movie at some point.
Yeah.
Or at least gotten misty. I don't usually actually shed tears, but I'll mist up, you know.
Yeah, you kind of in the eyes.
When I was a kid, I used to cry at movies. I think I cried at like The Lion King.
Oh, God, dude.
Because I am a fag.
What a fag. But yeah.
What are we on now? Favorite game?
Favorite game.
Twister. I'm guessing she meant video game, I don't really know.
We already brought that up.
But even if she meant like non-video game, it wouldn't be Twister.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that game.
I'm not into board games. Are you into board games
at all?
I'm
not.
No. The only board games I like are, I kind of like Scrabble. It's okay. Yeah,
we got to think, you know?
I hate games. I like Pictionary.
Pictionary, yeah. That's fine.
And I like Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
And there are a couple other kinds of games that aren't really board game because there isn't a board, but it's the same kind of thing. It comes in a box and it's not, you know, a video game or anything. It's like Taboo is okay.
I haven't played that, but I know what it is, yeah.
But in terms of video games,
what's your favorite game?
It changes. Like, that's the thing. Anytime you ask me my favorite insert form of media here, it changes all the time.
I try to think, like, what do I want to play right now? I don't know.
Yeah.
That doesn't help, though, because that can change every day. So
I guess maybe it'd be more interesting to talk about, like, like, if you want to break it down into like which consoles you're talking about, like for the NES, one of my favorite video games is one that I don't think most people would expect. It was the game Gunsmoke. Which is based on an arcade game called Gunsmoke. It's by Capcom.
Yep.
And the arcade game is loosely based on the old TV show.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a top-down thing, and the screen scrolls like vertically, automatically, like you can't control it.
Yep.
But you can move your little guy all around the screen. And if you push the B button, he shoots to the left. You push the A button, he shoots to the right. And you push them both, he shoots forward. Yep. Just little guys keep coming on the screen.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like it. When I first started playing it as a kid, I had begged my dad to buy this controller. It was like a third-party controller that looked like handlebars. And it was meant for like flight games. Yeah. And like the buttons, like you hold the handlebars and there's buttons. There's a D-pad where your left thumb is and a big button where your right thumb is. And there's like a trigger where your index finger on like your right hand is.
Curls around. Okay.
But for some reason, I loved playing that game with that controller specifically.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, it's like this whole like package deal for me. That controller and that game, awesome.
That sounds cool. Yeah.
But that might not be my favorite game, but it's like maybe more interesting because it's probably one most people haven't played.
Yeah.
What was your favorite NES game?
this is so stupid and cliche, but Kung Fu was my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It just because of the memory I had with it. Like, I got to pick it out.
Yeah.
My dad was like, you can have any NES game you want, you know. And at the time, we were at Toys R Us, and you didn't get the game. You picked the slip out of, like, the sheath. And
oh,
you
took
it up to the,
that was always
the
awesome
counter up front, and this guy was in this boot.
I feel like we might have talked about this before.
Did we?
I don't know. God, that's so
34
annoying.
34 fucking episodes. Yeah, I
it's
never
not even really
remember
that many, but it's enough for me not to remember. But yeah, they had
no
that.
No one's called us out on
they
that
had that room with, like, the window.
All the games behind this guy, and it was like, oh,
glorious.
The ultimate job. But yeah.
Which is dumb because it's not like you
it's
just
not.
You just get to stand in that
wage
room. It's not like you get to play them all.
You probably made like $4 an hour.
Yeah, especially back then. But
yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
But that game, yeah, and I played it.
I never played that game until I was older, and I played it on an emulator. And
it's not that
it's not that good. But I get it. Like when you were
but
a kid,
when I play
you
it,
to pick it,
I got
out
that memory.
It's kind of cool.
It, like, and I
and it was one of the first games to come out. It was part of that whole series where Nintendo released all these games in the beginning.
Yep.
That had those black boxes with the little picture that was all pixelated.
Pixelated, the best. Yeah.
But my favorite part of that game is the little sound the guy makes. The little tiny, horribly digitized.
Yeah, and the bad guy. Every bad guy was every bad guy, like, or every boss, I should say. Every bad guy, every boss. Yeah, that was kind of cheesy. But
what about Super Nintendo? Did you have a Super Nintendo?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have a whole lot of games for like every console after Nintendo.
I couldn't remember if you were a Genesis kid.
I had like 50 Nintendo games, and after that, you know, things got tight with my parents. They were fighting a lot, and divorce came, and there was less money, and I got less games. But so, like, I can't really. My favorite game for Super Nintendo was, and I played a lot of games because I rented, but Super Mario World was my favorite.
It was a good one.
Shit. I love that game. It was just perfect. It was the sound, it was fun. Everything.
I know a lot of people would disagree with me on this, and especially younger people.
Yeah.
But I was mad when Mario 64 came out.
Oh,
because
yeah. We were talking about this.
Because it was 3D, which was cool.
Yeah.
But it completely changed.
Took away from.
Changed the gameplay, changed the style. Like, it all of a sudden,
like
everything
different
was
game.
Different. There's like penguins and shit. Like, the visual style was completely different.
Yeah, it's like, where is this?
It kind of looked like shit because it was on the N64, which couldn't do shit for 3D.
Bad.
And they haven't made like a real 2D Mario game since.
Yep. Mario Galaxy for the Wii
is essentially Mario 64.
Totally different. Yeah, it's Mario 64 like on acid. Yeah, it's completely different. But I think the game's fun. But I
fun with Mario 64. I bought it.
I respect, you know, your idea. Like, they should make a game that's true to the Mario,
the Wario
the
Land
original Mario
for the Wii.
Yeah,
the way that is graphically, not the game itself, but the way it is graphically, I would love to see a new 2D Mario game with that, like hand-drawn animated cartoon style.
Yeah.
Because before all the 3D games started coming out, that's what I figured games in like the year 2020 would look like, you know?
Wario Land Shake It?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
It's all hand-drawn by an animation studio.
The animation is awesome. It's very smooth and crisp and clean, and there's a lot of new aspects, you know, to the game, even though it's a side-scrolling game. It's, yeah, like you said, that's what you'd imagine games
When I used to work at GameStop, I had arguments with my friends from the store about how I wanted to see a new 2D Mario game. And I guess, like, new Super Mario Brothers on the DS was sort of that. Yeah. But for absolutely no reason, they made it 3D, 2D. Like, everything in it is 3D models, but yeah, it's a 2D game. It's
Were these fuckers into, like, Madden, you know, and all
no,
that shit?
No, no. Like, they were
true, like...
Well, the one friend was more into, like, PC games, like... He was into, like, Nintendo games, like, Nintendo-made games, like Zelda and crap. Like, okay, he got into the latest... What is it? Not the Wind Waker. What the fuck is it? Twilight Princess for the Wii. He got into that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So he gets into, like, Mario Galaxy.
Yep.
But other than that, console game-wise, he doesn't really play much. He plays PC games. He plays, like, Command & Conquer. I used to go over to his house and we'd play Command & Conquer Generals, and I sucked at it. And everybody there that was playing, like, we'd be all hooked up playing a LAN game or whatever.
Party.
And everybody else who was playing had been playing it for, like, however long it'd been out.
That's bullshit.
And I'm playing it for the first time, and I sucked
ass. Of course they whooped your ass. Yeah,
yeah, every time. Plus, I'm just no good at those games anyway. There's too much, like, micromanagement. Like, you have to know what to build first.
And certain things, you after you build them, you access newer things. And yeah, you got to know what to build.
I got most of that figured out, but I didn't know, you know, what units are better against what units. I'm never into the strategy.
Kyle never liked those games, and I can understand why. Yeah,
I know you got into StarCraft for a while.
Yeah, I like just the soundtrack, the everything about it, because I like those games, but I hated playing like friends, because if I played a friend that had it longer than I did and he played it all fucking day and I, you know, had a life, of course he's going to whoop my ass. He plays it all the time. So I like playing those kinds of games solo, and I like that game, man.
For the Super Nintendo, I think my favorite game would have been... I did really like Mario World.
Mario World.
I think my favorite game for the Super Nintendo is a game called Cybernator, which, again...
I've never heard of that.
...is not a real popular game.
Never heard
it's of it. It's a side-scrolling, like, platformer game, kind of, but you're in a big mech, and it's kind of like the aiming is sort of like Contra, like you can aim in all directions, up and down.
I see, okay.
And you can kind of fly, like you can...
Oh, shit.
There's like
I know
a booster
game, yeah,
on your back, but it wears out after
that,
a certain...
That was a fun game. I rented that, yeah.
It's like this green mech. That's a fun game.
I like that game.
I didn't have a lot of games at that point.
Yeah.
We had a shitload of NES. We had like 35 NES games, which there's like 700 of them out there.
Yeah.
So it's really not that incredible, but I had more than any other friend I knew. Because my dad used to go to video stores when they'd be selling off some of their old games, and he'd buy a shitload of them for cheap. Yep. So we had a ton of the games in like those clear plastic boxes with like video store stickers on them. But
yeah,
we had so many games. But for the Super Nintendo, since that was mine, my dad didn't play it. I didn't get games that often. I got them for like birthdays and Christmas.
Yeah.
So Link to the Past was cool, but at the time I wasn't that into it as the Zelda game for the Super Nintendo.
Yep. I didn't like that game.
Because to me, it reminded me of like an RPG, like a role-playing game, and it really wasn't. It was more like an adventure game, but when I first got the Super Nintendo, I was intimidated by role-playing games because they looked like there was like math involved. Like to me, playing this game looked
complex,
like playing a math problem. They're really not that complex, but they seemed
seem
it because they're
way,
full of numbers. You know, there's really no like gauges. There's no like life bars.
You don't have to figure. Yeah,
What got me into role-playing games as a kid was Dave, the same Dave that did the voice in the promo. He would come over to my house sometimes. I'd go over to his house and we'd play video games. And there was one time he came over to my house and he left. When he left, he accidentally left Secret of Mana at my house.
Yes.
And that game doesn't have like the battle system where you select through a menu.
Yep.
It's kind of like a beginner's RPG. It's like an RPG, but you actually run around and slash things and beat shit up.
Yeah.
That's what got me into it. I finally realized I kind of dig this, you know, the storyline
so
and stuff.
Intimidating. Yeah.
And then another time, I don't remember if this might have actually been before that, but he came over and he was playing Final Fantasy III, which is actually six, but I hate that because it gets like confusing.
I'm
well, because
Final Fantasy.
Okay,
fan.
Final Fantasy came in Japan. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
And here it was 1, 2, and 3. And 1 was 1.
Yeah.
2 was 4.
Oh, fuck.
We skipped 2 and 3.
All right.
And 3 was 6. We skipped 5. But then when 7 came out, they were like, fuck the American numbering system, and it came out as 7. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 7.
Nice.
But he came over and he was playing Final Fantasy 6, I guess.
Yeah.
And I was watching him play it. And when he got into the battles, it was like you have to select fight and select different items and shit. And select the enemy, and there's numbers flying around all over the place. And I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah,
but the rest of the game, like wandering around. Oh, and like you wander around and just out of nowhere, all of a sudden the screen goes crazy and you're in a battle. It's like, where was this monster a minute ago? But the rest of the game, when he's walking around talking to people and like doing little side quests and things, really got me interested. Like I got involved in the story. I wanted him to keep playing. I didn't really want to play, but I wanted him to keep playing.
Yeah.
And later, after playing Secret of Mana, I decided to try it. I rented Final Fantasy 3 or 6. And well, it's 3 though, because back then it was still 3.
Yeah.
But I rented it and I got into it. And since then, I've been sort of into RPGs, but ever since, like, I got into 7 a little bit on the PlayStation, but ever since that game, there hasn't really been one that's kept my attention.
Chrono Trigger?
Chrono Trigger was on the Super Nintendo, though.
Yeah, you told me about the storyline. I never played that game, but yeah, it sounded kind of cool.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
but outside of, like, Super Nintendo RPGs, I haven't been a big fan. I bought Final Fantasy XII, which was the last one that came out.
Yeah.
And I bought an art book. Like, I bought the collector's edition. It came with, a tin and an art book. I played the game once.
Oh, really?
And they changed the battle system in that one. And to me, like, for one thing, the cutscenes, like the cinematics, were really cool, really pretty to look at. But I don't really remember the story very well. But I remember feeling the same as I did when I first sat down to watch the first Star Wars prequel.
Yeah.
Like, when the yellow text scrolls by and it's all about, like, tariffs and trading and, like, taxes or whatever. Like,
yeah, where did it's this all come from?
It's all about, like, politics. I'm like, where's all the lasers and lightsabers
and
shit?
This is all new. And
what is all this bullshit?
I don't know what's going on.
It's boring. This is all political. And I feel like the beginning of Final Fantasy XII was kind of like that to me. Like, it was like... Yeah. The fuck are you talking about? I don't care about any of this. There was nothing like to grab me. And then when the game started going, it was like, it felt like I was playing World of Warcraft, but single player. Like it was just me playing World of Warcraft.
Running around.
Because they changed the battle system. It's like, it works the same way. You select through menus, but you don't actually go to a separate screen. Like there's these little beams of light that go out to the monsters nearby, and then you can select what you want to do to them.
Yeah.
It was boring. I played it once.
Yeah.
Never played it again. Did you have a PlayStation?
I did, but I didn't have like hardly any games for that shit.
I didn't either. I had Final Fantasy VII.
They were expensive.
I loaned to a friend, and I don't know if I never got it back or if I just lost it after I got it back. But I had Final Fantasy VII. I don't have it anymore. I had Metal Gear Solid, which I loved. I love most of those games. Yeah. I didn't get into the Metal Gear Acid games on the PSP. And there's a Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops on the PSP that was kind of... It was okay, but...
Yeah.
But I love the Metal Gear Solid games.
They're fun, yeah.
And what else did I have? I bought Mega Man X4.
Oh, yeah.
Which was cool. It had anime cutscenes, which was kind of cool, but the voice acting was awful.
Oh, yeah.
And the game, like, I loved the Mega Man X games for the Super Nintendo, but it kind of changed it up. Felt a little floatier, and the graphics were, like, kind of pillowy. I don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Technically, they were, I guess, better. They were higher res and more detail and stuff, but I didn't really like the style.
Pillowy, yeah.
Like, they were overly shaded or something. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like all I ever had for the PlayStation.
I played a lot of Twisted Metal. Yeah.
I played that at a friend's house, but I never owned
it. Like,
that was fun.
That's like the only game I had, Twisted Metal and Twisted Metal 2. That was it.
I never had a lot of games for PS2 either. I had, I bought the PS2 myself. That was the first system I bought for me, like with my own money.
Yeah.
And it was also the only DVD player we had in the house for years because my mom was a little slow on adopting DVD. We were buying VHS tapes when it was hard to find them.
I remember. Yeah.
I have the original Matrix on VHS.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I have the other two on DVD.
Yeah.
And the irony is the first one is the only one that I really, really like.
Oh, well, not kidding.
So I should have that on the more high quality medium, but still. Yeah, I had Metal Gear Solid 2. That might have been the game I bought it for.
I played that game. That's when I first got introduced to Metal Gear. The story is so awesome. I was addicted. Like it was like my first like nerd stage, I guess you would say. I would run home from college and go and play that game.
Did you ever beat it?
No, fuck.
That's too bad.
I couldn't. I wasn't.
The story is a little convoluted starting with 2. like things, they start to try to tie all these different things together and there's all this weird shit going on.
Yeah.
And like by the time you hit 4, which was the most recent one and kind of supposedly the last one, even though it's not.
Yeah.
Things are so, like if you tried to play 4 without ever having played the other ones.
Fuck. Yeah, I can imagine.
You'd be lost.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else did I have for 2? Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yes.
Which was the first Grand Theft Auto game I actually enjoyed. I had played the other ones, but they were like, I don't know, they just seemed kind of weird and generic.
Yeah.
But 3 was awesome.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of funny because the first two were sort of 2D. They were like top down.
I didn't like those.
I think at least the second one, I don't know about the first one, but the second one at least had like a 3D city, but everything else was 2D. It was all top down.
Yep.
Bird's eye and this view. Is one of the few cases where a game making the transition into 3D actually made it better, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. It's like how it was meant to be.
It was so cool, like the radio stations, like driving around.
Yeah.
I actually one time, because I'm such a nerd, like the talk radio station.
Yeah.
I sat down, paused the game, went to the talk radio station and listened to the whole thing, beginning to end. Because it was fun.
Didn't you go to the website online?
There were some websites, like there was petsovernight.com.
Yeah, they would mention them in the game.
There were advertisements for websites and they actually existed, but there was nothing to do on them.
Yeah. You just listen. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm starting to run out of steam on talking about video games.
Video games.
I have a PS3. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
I have like no games for it. I have Metal Gear Solid 4. I have Little Big Planet and Rock Band.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yep.
I feel like I'm being tricked again, like I was with Final Fantasy 12. I kind of want to get Final Fantasy 13 when it comes out because it looks cool from the trailers.
Yeah.
Like it's this weird like. They've sort of been in the past like weird sci-fi fantasy mixtures.
Yeah.
But this like, you'd have to see it. It's hard to explain, but there's like guns and stuff, but it's still very fantasy. And
yeah.
I don't know. But it seems to have a very similar battle system to 12, which seems like it's going to make me uninterested. But whatever, we'll see.
Yeah.
You guys have a Wii. I have a Wii too, but mine's like packed away because there's no point.
Yeah, we only play the Wii when we're wasted.
Yeah. A lot of times, the funny thing about the Wii is a lot of times we end up playing Wii Sports, which is the game.
We played it over and over and over, and it's like, I don't know. It's getting old, but
it's like the Wii Sports machine.
We did that every fucking day, every night. Like, we'd get home. You were home from work. We'd get home. We'd crack open some beers and play some Wii Sports, even though it had been fucking 2 years after it came out.
Right.
We played it hundreds of times.
A lot of like hardcore Wii fans would disagree with me, but I really think the Wii relied too much on its gimmick, like the motion control, because otherwise it's not a particularly powerful machine.
Yep.
And if you want to make a game that isn't motion controlled, it's not that easy to make decent controls for it.
It's very simplistic, yeah.
Anybody who wants to make like a first-person shooter on there, which I'm not a huge fan of anyway, but anybody who wants to do that, it's kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to use the nunchuck and the controller.
Right. And then you have to buy an extra controller in order to play.
But I don't know. I haven't played any first-person shooters
on the
Wii.
Didn't I own Red Steel? Didn't we play that at least once?
I tried to play that. Fucking hate
it. It's a pain in the ass.
It's impossible. Because, with the Wii, they got the Motion Sensor Plus. What's it called?
The Wii Motion Plus.
Just came out
not too long ago with Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah, when you point at the screen, your pointer is kind of like flickering around. You can't get like precision, you know? So when you play this Red Steel game, you're trying to point at a fucking bad guy, I guess, and like shoot him. But it's like shooting all around him. It's like you're Michael J. Fox trying to shoot a bad guy. I kept dying. I couldn't get past like the first level, and it was pissing me off, so I gave up.
Yeah.
Fuck that game. Fuck it.
Do you think we've talked enough about video games?
Yeah, let's move on.
I always feel like this is going to be boring for people. Last time we did it, people didn't seem to mind, but...
Yeah. Shit, there was an uproar. Talk more about video games.
Not from a couple people.
Couple people, yeah. But if it was boring, I'm very sorry.
What was that the last... What's the last question?
The last... the most embarrassing moment you've ever lived through.
Yeah. Mm. That's kind of tough, but I at least have one that was pretty embarrassing.
All right, go for it.
When I was in, I think it was 12th grade. I think it was my last year of high school.
Yeah.
I was kind of awkward in high school. My social anxiety was kind of in full swing, you know, and I didn't have a lot of friends. I mean, I had friends, but like a lot of my friends were in other grades and it was, I wasn't, most people probably didn't even know what my voice sounded like.
Yeah.
You know,
same here.
Like I didn't talk a lot And I had long hair, like I have long hair now, but I had really long hair, like almost to my ass. And I wore it in a ponytail and I didn't know what to do with it, like because I'm not a girl and I just hadn't been taught what to do with my hair. So it was frizzy all over the place. And anyway, and I used to wear this brown jacket that was from a furniture company locally. They like brought our couch one time when I was a kid and some guy left his jacket. And for whatever reason, I thought it was a cool jacket. And I grabbed it. I started wearing it when I was like 16, 17.
That's badass.
And I used to wear steel-toed boots and I'd wear a black t-shirt every day.
You'd wear black jeans. All black.
For a while, I wore black leather fingerless gloves to school every day.
That was so fucking cool.
Anyway, it was like I was setting myself up to not be approachable. Yeah. Anyway.
And you always wore sunglasses.
Whenever I wasn't in class.
Not in class.
Yeah. But
you'd get in trouble for that, but yeah.
So I'm this weird, awkward kid that nobody really talks to.
Yeah.
And I started to kind of come out of my shell a little bit in 12th grade. I started to realize that, you know, everybody's just a person just like me. If I go and try to talk to somebody, unless they're an asshole, they're just going to talk to me.
Yeah.
Like a human.
No harm done. Yeah.
So I started sort of coming out of my shell, but I was still a little weird and fucked in the head because of my lack of social interaction. And I had, like, there were, all through school, there were girls I had crushes on.
Yeah, of course. Naturally.
And in 12th grade, there was one girl in particular that I had a huge crush on.
Yes.
And actually, I found out later that she's sort of kind of your cousin.
Yeah.
Like, not really. Like, her family
not
married.
Not blood related. Yeah.
Her dad married your aunt.
Her
mom married your uncle.
My uncle. Yeah.
So she's not a blood relative of yours.
At all.
But,
yeah. But still.
Anyway, I didn't know that at the time. So I had this set design class because I used to try to take art classes, not necessarily because I wanted them, but just because I thought it'd be easier.
Yeah.
So I used to take all these art classes. I took a set design class where we would build the sets for the high school musical.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was in this class and she was in this class and I would talk to her occasionally in class and around like towards the end of the year when everybody was getting like their senior pictures and stuff and like passing them out to friends.
Yeah.
I got one of her senior pictures and I think I actually had to ask for it, which should have been a huge sign right there.
God, what a creep.
I didn't like go up to her and go, so where's mine? Or when I didn't go up to her and go, can I have one of your senior pictures?
Okay.
Like I was a little more smooth than that. Like somehow I saw her give one to somebody else and I like offered her one of mine or something. And then she gave me like, but I think I kind of had to initiate it. Like somehow I had to make it happen.
All right.
But then because I was retarded and my only real experience with females at the time or with people in general was like through watching movies and stuff, like romantic comedies and even like dramas and stuff. I got it in my head. Like a lot of times in movies, you'll see these grand romantic gestures. And like and a lot of times in like romantic comedies and stuff, like the geeky guy that the girl never notices wins out in the end.
Yep.
And a lot of times like somebody will make this huge romantic gesture and all of a sudden it like flips a switch in the other person and they're like, oh, this is the person for me.
Especially in the 80s. Yeah.
So I'm an idiot and I decide, I go home, I get this huge piece of paper. Well, not huge, but probably like three times the size of a regular piece of like letter paper.
Yeah.
And I take her senior picture and I draw a portrait based on the senior picture. Basically, I blew up her senior picture with colored pencils.
Okay.
But it was good. I mean, I did a good job. And then the next day I went to school and I had this in my backpack and went to that class.
Yep.
Everything was normal. Went all the way through the class.
There she is. Yeah.
At the end of the class, she was about to leave and I was like, hey, could you come here for a minute? And I get this picture out and I'm like, I really wanted to give this to you. And she looked at it and she like kind of said like, thank you or whatever, but she seemed kind of weirded out.
Yeah.
And and as soon as she took it, I didn't run, but I like got out of there as fast as I could. And I heard her talking to one of her friends and I think her friend said something like, oh, that's really cool or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
But
that's cool.
So like it could have gone way worse.
Oh yeah. Like creepy.
But she never talked to me again.
Oh man.
Like, for the rest of the year.
That sucks.
Actually, I did see her much later after high school and we didn't talk about that. But she gave me she was drunk too. I saw her at Denny's and she was drunk. She gave me a hug. But
well,
so she didn't
cool.
she didn't hate me or anything.
Yeah.
But I think for the rest of that year, she was a little weirded out.
Really?
And she also, I think, had a boyfriend at the time. So what the fuck is wrong with me?
Oh, man.
But so that was really embarrassing. I not only did she not you know, initiate talking to me for the rest of the year, but I would have been scared to talk to her anyway.
Yeah.
Because I realized as soon as I gave it to her, I realized, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Oh, God.
Because that just makes me look, like, creepy. Like, like I'm not a stalker. I don't follow her around, but it's sort of on that same level.
It's
you
on
know?
That
like,
level, yeah.
Like, she had no idea. Apparently, I was going home and just thinking about her all night long, and she had no idea until
that's
that point.
Sweet. Yeah.
Kind of, but sort of not. Like, if some weird girl that, like, I thought was a little bit weird, maybe yeah. nice, and maybe I was friendly
then
to her, but she was
to nobody.
Sort of okay. weird, all of a sudden came in with, like, a dozen roses for me or something, that would weird me out. Like, what the f-
That's... Yeah, that's true.
Fuck. It's the same kind of idea.
That's heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah, but it was my fault. Like, I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, man.
So, that's probably my most embarrassing moment, at least the most embarrassing I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
What about
at me.
You? Yeah, well, fuck. It's your turn.
God damn it.
If you can't think of your most embarrassing, just think of a really embarrassing moment.
A really embarrassing one. Well, I've had a few, but one that sticks out that I don't think I've told to anybody because it's not really that big a deal, but it gave me that feeling like I got caught masturbating,
yeah.
even though I never did get caught masturbating.
Right.
I was with my ex-girlfriend, and we were, I don't know, like a year into our relationship, and we were intimate, but not sexually.
Right.
Well, we weren't having sex, but
right.
we were...
No intercourse.
No intercourse, but everything else, I guess. Well, anyway, we lived with our parents, obviously. We're in high school, and I was over at her house, and towards... It got kind of late, and we were getting, you know, hot and heavy. And her parents were like, all right, you know, good night, guys. Have a good night. We're watching television, whatever. The show's over. We get hot and heavy, and things happen. Well, anyway, ultimately, I'm eating her out, right?
Yes.
I'm going to
right.
town,
right.
and in her parents' house, in the living room, and they have this giant window in the living room, but it's got a curtain on it, but it's not all the way closed. So halfway into this, well, not halfway into it, because it ended, but I'm doing my thing, and we're super into it. Like, I'm like, we're both just, you know, not thinking of anything else.
Okay.
Parents could come down, fuck, but fuck it, you know, let's do this.
All right.
Somebody knocks on the window outside really loud. Knock, 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 knock.
Jesus.
And I jump, and I almost, like, grab the ceiling. It's her brother. And, like, we jump up, like, what the fuck? And then, all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door, like the front door, which
uh-huh.
is right by the window. And it's like, who the fuck is that? So she goes, you know, she gets her pants on. We get our shit together. She goes over, gets the door. It's her brother.
Uh-huh.
But I'm looking at the window, and it's got quite a view. So he, like, comes home. He drives home from God knows where, friend's house. And he peeks in, and there I am, like, nom, nom, nom,
face
nom,
deep in his sister's
face
vagina.
Deep in his sister's vagina, just going to town. And he had to have seen it. And he knocks really loud, I think on purpose, because he saw it.
Uh-huh.
He didn't mention it, though. But that was the only time, like, I really felt like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine.
And the whole night, like, my stomach hurt.
I bet, yeah.
Like, I was caught with my dick in my hand, kind of, you know, that kind of feeling. And it's really not that big a deal. I mean, who gives a shit?
It would
bother me.
We're
doing our thing, dipshit, you know.
It would bother me, too.
The door was locked, so she let him in. He's like, hey, how's it going? He went upstairs, never mentioned it, because I'd ask her, like, did he bring anything up? Did he see anything? I don't know. He never said anything, but I know he did. I know it, because I looked at the window when she went to go get the door, and it was like a foot, you know, the curtain was like a foot over, so just open window. I knew he saw it. I knew it, and that...
Wow.
That's about it. I'm rambling, but yeah.
Was, like, the couch, like, is that where you were? Was on the couch? Or where were you?
We were on the floor.
Yeah. On the floor?
Yeah.
Mm.
But, like, right by the window. like, the back of my head, the brother's peeking in the window.
Yeah.
She's laying down facing the window. And I'm facing away, face deep in her crotch.
Wow.
Just going to town. Yeah. Wow.
So if he actually looked in at all, there's no way he didn't see.
There, yeah, no way.
Wow. Maybe he didn't look. Maybe he just walked by the window, you know, knocked without looking.
Possibly. But
I get it. Yeah, it doesn't
knowing
matter.
The nature of the guy, I know he looked in. Yeah. So that was embarrassing, man. That sucked. And that stuck with me for a while because I knew every time I saw him, I'm like, hey, what's up? Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wow.
I know you know. Just tell me you saw it and I'm sorry. Whatever. But yeah.
They were twins, right?
Yeah, they were twins, but not like identical at all.
Right.
So
I guess not being identical, they didn't have that like magical twin bond where they tell each other everything.
Kinda. They still did. Yeah. But he never mentioned that. So that was kind of weird to me.
Huh.
So like you said, maybe he didn't see anything, but
it's possible.
I'm pretty sure he did, given the nature of this guy. He's like very, very observant and not just like, yeah, you know, knock on the window. Why would he knock on the window? Just come to the fucking door and knock on it. But he knocked on the window and he never did that. So it's just, I don't know. Fucking embarrassing. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Whatever. Good times.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Well, speaking of midgets, Chinese what? Dwarves set up their own village.
Nice transition, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right.
A community of dwarves has set up its own village to escape discrimination from normal-sized people. Everyone in the mountain commune in Kunming, southern China, must be under 4 feet, 3 inches tall, and they run their own police force and fire brigade from their 120 residents.
The fuck?
Now the group has turned itself into a tourist attraction by building mushroom houses and living and dressing like fairy tale characters.
Oh, God.
And then there's a quote, As small people, we are used to being pushed around and exploited by big people. But here, there aren't any big people and everything we do is for us, said spokesman Fu Tian.
Fu Tian. All right.
So, there's an entire village in China of dwarves. There's a picture here. They live in little mushroom houses.
Oh, my God.
And there's this picture has them all standing on this hill that's like stepped. And they're all on different levels, kind of like stadium seating.
Yeah.
And they're all waving. They're all wearing little costumes.
Yep.
And they do this every day. Like, this is just how they live so that people will come and spend money.
They're all in the like mind. Like, this is a good idea.
Yes, I am tiny. I will make money at being tiny. Like, most midgets, I think, either don't give a fuck. Like, they're like, eh, it's cool. I'm a midget. Let's make funny jokes
about
most,
it. Some of them.
I said either. Yeah. They're either like that or they're like all butthurt about being a midget.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, don't you ever call me a midget. I'm a dwarf. Or I'm a little person, which to me always sounds more condescending. I'm a little person.
Yeah.
But anyway. So I think most midgets would either think this was funny or would be offended by this village. Like, if you tried to do this in America, I'm pretty sure you'd get a bunch of tiny middle fingers.
Oh, yeah. That's good shit.
It's fantastic.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Midgets.
Midgets.
A whole village of midgets. Oh. And there's rules. You have to be under 4 feet, 3 inches tall.
They have their own police force?
They should have one tall person and make him king. What happens if... Because when little people have babies, they don't always have little people babies.
Exactly.
So do they have to, like, move out when they have a big person baby?
God.
Or, like, get rid of it?
I wonder if they live there or if they, like, commute. They live in this village. Wow.
In
the little mushroom houses. All right.
Where does it say?
I wasn't sure if they build
mushroom houses and they live and dress like fairy tale characters.
Oh
they
God.
Live there.
Sellouts.
I don't know. I mean, I think I'd get tired of it day in and day out, but if I could make money being what I am, like if there was some kind of village where people went to stare at people with red hair and pay money to do it,
fuck yeah.
I guess. Why not?
Yeah. Would you visit this like as a tourist? I couldn't do it.
I think it might make me uncomfortable.
Yes. Midgets.
Like
I'd be
torn between cracking up and feeling bad for cracking up.
Yeah. Well, not only that, like small people, like if I went to a convention or if I went to this village, I'd feel super awkward because they kind of make me feel, well, obviously I feel uncomfortable, but
because they're kind of
like
creepy.
They're kind of like, you know, blacks, like you look them in the eye and they're like, the fuck you looking at? Yeah, I'm short. You giving me the eye? I will fuck you up.
Are you saying
I'm sorry. So
are you saying that when you look black people in the eye, they get angry?
Yes. You didn't know this?
Are they like
everyone knows this?
They're like wild dogs.
Yes. They will stare you down, man. And the second you can feel it. The second you look them back, they're like, the fuck you looking at?
If you look them in the eyes, they think you're challenging them.
Yes.
And midgets are the same.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
You go to a little people convention and you just get attacked. Just a swarm of midgets clamping down on your leg.
Yeah.
Oh, tons of tiny little bite marks.
Little bruises.
Yeah. I'm so angry right now.
My favorite midgets are the ones that have the ridiculous high-pitched voices, but the regular-looking heads.
Yeah, yeah.
They, like, from the neck up, they look like regular people, yep. But because their vocal cords are so tiny.
Hey there, buddy. What are you looking at?
Yep.
You're so cute. I want to take you home.
Yeah.
Feed you little like hamster pellets.
Oh god.
Yeah. Get you a water bottle, one of those water bottles that hangs down with a little metal tube.
You almost feel sorry. Yeah, like you want to take them home and like give them a better life.
Let me take you away from all this misery.
I'll get a
suit and I'll let you sit on my shoulders. I'll get an extra tall suit jacket so it looks like your head is my head.
Yeah. Oh god.
Let you experience being a big person.
Oh god. That's torture.
Oh man.
Yeah.
God damn. Fucking midgets.
Yeah. That I wouldn't be able to go to this place. I don't know.
Yeah.
It would be fun if they all kind of like hid and I got to see all the housing and all that.
I think I would explode if one of them tried to hand me one of those giant lollipops.
Oh god.
Jesus. We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild. Except it'd all be in China, and like Chinese, so it'd be like shwing shwang shwang shwing shwing.
That'd be even better. Yeah. God damn. Like little children.
Whew.
You know what's funny about midgets?
Everything.
Well, yeah. Have you ever imagined like trying like being sexually interactive with one?
I don't know if I would call it fantasizing.
Not fantasizing.
But I have, yes, I have imagined what it would be like.
What would it be like?
Yeah, to have sex with a midget.
Because, fuck.
I think it would be a lot like having sex with a two-year-old.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Because they're sexually, it'd be like a hairy two-year-old. Because they're like sexually mature.
Yeah, they got
but their
bush.
Bodies are still all tiny.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And so basically it would be really hot.
Oh, God.
You'd be like the ideal woman.
I don't know. Yeah.
Or man, if you are into that.
I don't know if my, like, if I was really drunk and my, like, innate animal kicked in, like, this is very small and helpless.
So you would eat it?
I would fuck the shit out of it. I don't know.
So, wait a minute. So your inner animal wants to fuck the shit out of anything that's weak and helpless?
So,
if you saw like a rabbit with a broken leg, there's a part of you that would just want to fuck it.
Yeah. No. That ain't cool. That's not what I'm saying. But God,
killing me.
Oh man, midgets.
Yeah. I don't know if I have anything else to say about midgets.
I don't either.
Speaking of minorities, I guess. I love those speaking of transitions.
Yeah.
Here's a story.
Yeah.
Well, take a look at this. It's among the most viewed web stories today on News10.net. The Sacramento woman upset by a gas station clerk's very poor choice of words. What happened was Helen Hodges was shorted $10 yesterday at a gas pump mix-up at a neighborhood filling station. When she returned later to pick up a $10 bill, it had a receipt attached to it with some offensive identifying information.
Okay, now, just for the listeners, because this was a video and you can't see it, they just showed the receipt.
and it says black lady, big fat.
Yeah, in that order. Like if you're reading from top to bottom.
Black lady, and then like there's kind of a space, and then it says big fat.
Yeah.
It says black lady. And I could understand that. I am a black lady, but I don't get the big fat. I don't get that part at all.
Okay. They're, like I said, it's a video. They're showing her. She gets the black lady part because she is a black lady.
That makes sense.
But apparently all the mirrors in her house are like funhouse mirrors because she doesn't get the big fat. She is wearing like a tarp. She is a big fat lady. She is a big fat black lady.
Fuck you. It's like... It's like some guy in a wheelchair and saying, I'm not disabled.
Look,
fuck
I get the Caucasian male, but I don't get the no legs.
Oh, God, I'm dying.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, here's the rest of the thing.
That part, that hurts, and that's in my community where I spend my money every day.
Well, Helen is still waiting for an apology from the gas station management. We dropped off a News 10 business card today and, in fact, wouldn't mind hearing an explanation of ourselves. By the way, Helen, you're beautiful.
By the way, Helen, you're beautiful.
What a faggot. He had this look on his face, too. It's just this old white guy.
Traditional.
He has this look on his face like,
by the way, Helen, you're beautiful. Do I have to say this? Really? It's on the teleprompter.
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
It's kind of a prank, I guess. I don't know, but...
Black lady, big fat.
I like how she said she spends her money there every day, and you know, at the gas station? Cigarellos?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Well, she's buying her gas $10 at a time, so she's probably there fairly often.
Yeah, that's true. Jesus, yeah.
I guess I see, you know, I'm not dumb. I see how writing black lady big fat is not exactly the nice thing to do or the smart thing to do on the receipt you're going to give to her.
Yeah.
But the guy did need to, like, the person who handed her the receipt and the money is different from the person who took her information or whatever.
Yeah.
So they did have to write some kind of description. Now, she's wearing a giant blue shirt in the video. If it was the same day, I guess you could write black lady, like, wearing a tent. But it's just weird to me that she's like, I get the black lady part because I'm a black lady.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
But, I mean, 500 pounds ain't fat. Give me a break.
Yeah, fuck off.
I am beautiful.
Yeah, big is beautiful.
That fucking news anchor, too. That's like, it's like a parody of a news anchor, that voice he's doing.
Like if Dave did, like, the most ridiculous news anchor.
And she, by the way, we would like an apology or so.
She's so, like, she's so upset, like, she wants an apology. Okay, and then what? Like, it's okay then?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the, I kind of understand apologies in the sense that, like, if you do something to me that I don't like, and you apologize, that means you recognize that you did something wrong, and you recognize that it was wrong, and you feel bad about it, and you're not going to do it again, or at least you're going to try not to do it again.
Yeah.
I get it, you know, to that extent, but, like, from a company...
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Like,
do you really think they're going to mean it? I mean, come on.
Like, I would think it was dumb, but I would understand more if she was trying to get this guy fired. Because then at least there's like a point.
Yeah.
The point is like they're going to get rid of this guy.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
But what's the point in the apology? Like,
I never.
And who do you want the apology from? Do you want the apology from the guy or from the company? If you want the apology from the guy, then okay. Like, he could be like, you know, I'm sorry. I was just having a bad day or whatever and taking it out on the wrong person, whatever, and I won't let it happen again. If it's from the company, well, they didn't really do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want them to do?
Exactly.
Like, we're sorry that happened, I guess.
For a lot of people out there, that's enough. Like, shit will happen. They want the company to apologize and they feel better about it.
Yeah, I don't really.
It really does it for you? That's so fake. Like, that's not a real apology.
This is no big deal anyway, but if you really wronged me, an apology isn't really going to cut
it
anyway. Like, an apology doesn't do anything. How is this going to remedy the situation for you? Like, I was hurt. But she's laughing when she's telling the news people. She's like, ha, 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 I get the black lady because I'm a black lady. But I don't, I don't get the big fat. I mean, I was hurt.
It's like if I was like, hey, Cal, I got to work today, but when I get out kind of early, let's go see a movie. I'll meet you at the theater. And then you go to the theater and I don't show up.
You guys did that to me once.
Yeah. And you come home and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I was tired. And it's like you going, well, I just want an apology. Well, sorry. That's not going to fix it. I was a fucking asshole.
You guys did do that to me once.
What happened?
Okay. There was one time we were going to go see a movie. Yes. There's a theater around here that, I don't remember what movie it was. The theater is like one of those second run theaters.
Yeah.
That plays movies that have been out for a while and aren't out at the regular theater anymore. I don't remember what we were going to go see.
Yeah.
But you and Aldi,
yep.
Maybe it was Aldi that said it. I don't really remember, but it doesn't really matter. You guys said, okay, I think I was with my ex-girlfriend at the time. You're like, yeah meet us here.
Yep.
At this time, the movie's playing at this time, and it's this movie.
Yeah.
We showed up there at the time you told us to.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
We weren't there.
That movie wasn't playing.
Oh, man.
It might have been playing, but not at that time.
Yeah.
And we We double checked later, and we didn't screw up. We didn't get the wrong information from you.
Jesus
Christ. I think it was Aldi who gave us the info because she swore that the website said that. Yeah. But you guys didn't come anyway, so...
Oh, I got tired.
Well, you didn't call.
Well, there was that other time. Like, there have been a couple of times where I've gotten pissed.
The time at the bar. Yeah.
That was probably the worst.
That was the worst.
There was this time we all worked at the grocery store that Orion works at now. And
These were my friends, like
we were all getting out of work at the same time.
Yeah.
Fuck. And you guys wanted to go home first, but we were all supposed to meet at this bar.
Yes.
And I wasn't real familiar with it, and I was going to be, like, I didn't have any place to go. So I was like, okay, I'll meet you there, but I'm going to wait for you in the parking lot.
Yeah, you didn't know the people, the friends, really. So you're like,
well, there were a couple of my friends, like our friends, that showed up later, and I ended up, anyway, I'm getting ahead.
Yeah.
So you guys are like, yeah, we're going to go home first, but we'll meet you at the bar. I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait for you in the parking lot. You're like, cool. And so I go there and I wait in the parking lot and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and you guys aren't there. And I'm like, well, this is kind of weird. So I tried to call both of you multiple times, like several times. And your phones, I think, were ringing. They were on.
Yeah.
And they would ring and ring and ring, go to voicemail. I would leave a voicemail and I'd wait a little bit longer. I'd call the other one, you know, like I'd call you first, then I'd call Aldi.
Yeah.
Nothing. Left voicemails all night long. I ended up waiting out there for probably an hour.
More than that, dude.
Hour and a half.
More than, it was like 2 hours,
Whatever it was. And then you guys never called me back.
Yep.
Never answered the phone when I called and never showed up. Eventually, somebody else that I knew showed up and I saw him walking across the parking lot and I got up and I went out and met up with them and went downstairs.
Yeah.
But you never showed up.
Yeah.
And I didn't see you again until... Like at work the next day or something.
Yeah.
And I remember confronting you about it. You were kind of down. Like, this doesn't happen a lot, but it's happened a few times. And it was mostly back then because that was kind of when you and Aldi were new. And there was this whole period where, like, you guys didn't really see other people very often.
Yeah.
And, I remember the confrontation was very awkward because
we were like stuck together. Yeah.
I was pissed. And you weren't defending yourself because you were like, yeah, that's kind of.
It was.
What you guys ended up doing, if I remember correctly, was you went to like McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell or something to get food, went home, ate it, and then just stayed in all night.
I remember, it's kind of hazy. I remember like coming home, like I guess, I don't remember getting food or I don't really remember the whole situation, but like we got food because Aldi was hungry.
Right.
We went home and Aldi fell asleep and I had no balls to just... call you and say, hey, look, we're not showing up.
This has been a thing with you, and I think you've gotten
better. This is me. It was Aldi is definitely at fault for that thing because why would you just fucking go home and fall asleep? Like, and she's out.
Why did you even lay down? Like,
why didn't I call you and say, hey, look, this is what's going
on? That's the thing that
you do. Because I lacked the balls because I knew, and this is like one of my big flaws. Like, I don't have the balls because I know I'm going to get yelled at. It's like,
I wouldn't have yelled at you. I would have been annoyed.
Yeah.
But it would have been way better if you called me then if I had to go confront you the next day.
And I'm getting better about it.
But yeah, you are getting better about it. But that was a thing with you for a while.
That was like such a douche move.
When you and I lived together, and you first started dating Aldi.
Yep, I would go out to Aldi's place.
And you kind of like made me feel like I was being your mom. Because like I would talk to you at work or whatever, and I'd be like, hey, you coming home tonight? We're going to hang out?
Yep.
And you'd be like, oh yeah, I'll be home tonight.
I'd say yes.
Because you'd spent like the last 5 nights in a row at Aldi's house. So yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm coming home tonight.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't come home. And you didn't call me or anything, which is fine, but then I'd call you and your phone would ring and ring and ring and you wouldn't pick up.
Yep.
I'd leave a voicemail. You'd never call me back. And you made me feel kind of like your mom because I'm like checking up on you, but that's not really what it was. It's like you said you were going to be here.
And
you're not here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, did you die? I have no idea.
Car accident? Yeah, you're worried. Like,
if you had just said...
I put you in a really bad position.
Even if you told me when like we talked the first time, yes, I will come home. But then later when I called you, you picked up and said, a change of plans. I think I'm going to hang out here. It wouldn't have been a big deal.
Yeah.
But now...
Completely disregarding.
Now I have no idea.
Communication, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so,
the worst thing you can do. And it's just... Ugh. Fuck. I don't know. I look back on it and I'm like, I want to punch myself in the teeth.
I get it because I don't like confrontation either. And I know like a lot of people like if somebody invites you to something and you are pretty sure you're going to go, so you say you're going to go. Yeah. And then something happens, either you just don't feel like it or something actually comes up. And if you call them and say, oh, I'm not coming, a lot of people, especially if it's like a party or something, won't get mad at you, but they'll try to convince
you. Trip
you.
Yeah.
They'll try to convince you like, oh, you should be here. Everybody wants you to be here.
What the fuck?
And if you like try to give them an excuse like, oh, I can't, I mean, I don't have gas or my car's been acting up. They'll be like, oh, we can send somebody out to get you. Or this happened to me specifically. Like they called back a little bit later because I didn't have gas. I didn't have gas and I didn't have gas money.
There was a party, you were going to, but you couldn't make it out.
And I told them I couldn't make it out and they called me later and were like, yeah, everybody got a bunch of money together. We all pooled a bunch of money. And
oh my God.
We'll pay for your gas, dude.
Wow.
I think I had made the mistake of saying I had enough gas to get there, but not enough gas to make it through the rest of the week.
Yeah.
And so they're like, yeah, we'll pay for the gas. And then I'm like, well, and that would have like worked. Because that really was like my main excuse for not going was I didn't have the gas.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would have felt bad. You know, like everybody pitched money in to pay for my gas. Like, who the fuck am I that I'm so special?
Yeah.
That everybody has to pay. Like,
Kyle's here. Like, yay.
I'm the entertainment because I'm not. You know, I mean, I like to think I'm an entertaining guy, but, you know, I'm.
Well, if I was at the party, if you showed up. Yeah. It'd be a party then.
But half these people at this particular party didn't even know you.
Wow.
So I'm sure it was just our one friend going around saying, hey, you got a couple bucks so we can get so-and-so out here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have made me feel bad. I show up and then I'm like, okay, where's my money?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I need gas to get home.
But yeah, people do that. Like, but, and I like would have been annoyed in those situations, like especially the one at the bar where you're I'm going to meet you there and then you call me or you pick up when I call you and you're like, actually, we're just going to stay in. I would have been annoyed because I'm waiting for you in the parking lot, but it would have been so much better than having to go up to you the next day.
I could have came out myself. Like,
that's
Jesus
true.
Christ.
Although Aldi is weird about stuff like that.
What a fucking pussy whipped asshole I was. Yeah. My big thing was like, and there's no justification, but in my stupid brain at the time, like every time I would call somebody and say, look, I can't make it, I would get guilt tripped up the ass. And I'd feel like super bad. They're like, are you fucking kidding me? You can't make it out. This is bullshit. You said you would, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, well, what do you want me to say? You know, I don't know. And I feel like I'm being yelled at by a parent or something. So in my head, I'm like, I didn't avoid the phone calls. I just like Aldi fell asleep and I didn't think to like my phone was elsewhere. I didn't think to like check it. I wasn't like, oh, the phone's ringing. It's Kyle. Fuck him. But I should have, douchebag. God, I've gotten a lot better and I do apologize for that shit. What a fucking asshole.
There was that one time you missed the podcast. But you did make the effort to call that time. You just unintentionally lied to me.
It was podcast night. Yes.
That was the time that I ended up doing it myself. I ended up doing it myself like the next day or a couple days later.
Yeah.
But the night we were supposed to do it, you called and, like I said, unintentionally lied to me. You weren't lying, but it ended up being a lie because you said, I'll be there and I'll be there in like, you know, pretty soon. We're going to leave pretty soon. And then like 2-3 hours later,
we were out drinking.
You actually showed up.
At some friend's house. Yeah. And it got out of control.
But that time, like you said, you're getting better. You at least made the effort to.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be somewhere. And you made the effort to let me know.
Yeah. Anytime. Yeah. Because friends don't do that to friends, you know? Like,
it's like, it's weird because you and I are both, I think, we don't like confrontation.
Yeah.
But in like weird different ways. Like you.
But it's all in your head. Like,
yeah.
What's the confrontation? I mean,
at most.
Honesty.
At most, the confrontation on the phone would have been the same as the confrontation later.
Yeah, exactly.
And at worst, the confrontation later would have been way worse. There's no way avoiding it on the phone is going to make things better later.
Exactly. Yeah. Fucking A. Yeah. I can't believe I did that. Yeah, we went out. Yeah, I'll be there soon. And I get offered more and more beer. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not. And then, like, I realize I'm fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Like, drunk. And when I realize I'm drunk, I'm, like, hitting the floor.
So, there have been several times where, like, Ollie will ask you, well, Ryan, are you drunk? And you clearly are. And you'll go, I'm a little buzzed.
Yeah, I'm like wobbling.
I'm starting to feel it.
I'm like, you know what, guys? I think I want to get drunk tonight. I want to get drunk. You're already drunk, dude. I just don't realize it, yeah. But, but yeah. Anyways,
I think we should wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up.
I did want to mention, or we did want to mention the forums. How do you feel about the forums?
Yes,
because I'm a little iffy on it. I like the forums, but like I'm a little iffy on how it's set up. Like the idea of it taking the place of the comments. Would you like to see the old comments come back?
We need some input. Yeah, like the pros and cons. What do you think? It's good. What do you think could be changed?
Yeah.
Even if you like it, what could be changed?
Are there aspects of the forum that you think could be different or better? Or is there like another forum like within, you know, there's like the creativity forum and all that crap. Is there another like forum that you think should be in there?
Yeah. And well, shit, like one thing, and this doesn't really make any sense, but like once I go into the comments, I can't get back to the website.
There's a link at the bottom.
Okay.
At the very bottom of the forum. But I might be able to add one at the top somewhere.
Okay.
To make it more obvious.
That was the only thing I encountered. But if there's any little thing that bugs you, just bring it up.
Yeah, because I want to make it better.
Like, yeah. The better it is, obviously, you know, we'll all have a great experience. So.
But otherwise, email us.
Yes.
616-328-5581.
That's not an email, Kyle.
Did I say email?
Yeah.
Fuck,
email Kyle at...
Fuck me. I am sick.
We're sick in the brain.
Email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Send a voicemail. This is kind of like the time I said we would email people stickers.
Yeah.
Check out our Facebook page. Suggest us to your friends.
All that good shit.
Order stickers. Free stickers.
Free stickers.
Send me money for my birthday.
Yeah, Kyle's birthday is coming up.
So yeah. It's the 17th.
Show him your love.
Although, let's just call all of October my birthday. Let's not limit ourselves to one day of the month.
Killing me.
Let's empty our bank accounts into Kyle's bank account all month long.
Now that's a birthday.
Yeah. Man, if that happened, could you imagine the fives of dollars that I would have?
Yeah.
It's not my bank account. It's our PayPal thing. Anyway.
It's all good.
There was something I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was. I'm sure it was very important.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Yes.
Or bring it up in the comments.
Something about...
What was it?
Oh,
yeah.
It's not. Well, it's kind of important, but if anybody out there is familiar with PHP and could maybe do me a solid by helping me out with the website, let me know.
Yeah, PHP.
Because it's like
hard, tricky shit.
Because, you know, like HTML I can handle because it's very basic.
Yeah.
Even CSS, it's a little tricky for me, but I can do it. PHP is like a programming language. It's like doing like C++ programming. And I got a C++ book that's supposed to teach you it in like 30 days once. I got through like chapter one where they teach you how to do like hello world or something like that. It's like, I don't think I'm cut out for this. So let me know if you're familiar with PHP.
Yeah. Hook us both up.
That
would help.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think we covered everything, right?
That should do it.
Is there anything else people should do? Well, try to get your friends into the forums. Or if you're listening and you're not in the forums, get in the forums. Yeah. Check it out.
Register.
It's only going to be a nice place to be if there's people in it.
It's a lot of fun, yeah. I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Aldi to post in it. Like, Marlikins in, I think, your introduction thread.
Oh, yeah.
Was talking about how to be awesome. And Aileen said that she'd have to marry you, which meant she'd have to kill Aldi. And there's this, like, big, like, back and forth goofiness about marrying us. And I tried to trick Aldi, like we tried to trick Aldi into thinking that like Marlikins is trying to steal you away and she needs to get in there and defend her man.
But she didn't care. Yeah. She's
well, like, she knew we were full of shit.
Yeah, she did.
So it didn't work. She's got an account, but
yeah,
she's a sweet duds. So if you go to the member list, you can see a picture of her.
Actually, I think the best option, because she's not super into, you know, our podcast.
Yeah.
She's interested, but not.
She hasn't listened to an episode in probably like 5 episodes.
That's true, yeah. So maybe if you talk some shit about Aldi, that'll get her in.
Make a thread about what a whore she is.
Yeah.
Or something.
Anything.
Something
offensive. I'm begging you, because if I do it, I will lose my balls.
Make a thread about how awful Bosnia is.
Yes.
Or Germany, because she likes Germany better.
She fucking loves Germany. Talk about how shitty Germany is, or how much of a bitch you think she is. I don't know. Anything. Anything. Please, I'm begging you, because I can't do it. Just get her into the forum.
And don't tell her about this episode. Yeah.
So I heard you guys were looking for, you know, somebody to talk shit about Aldi.
No, shut the fuck up. All right, yeah.
All right.
We're going really long this time. So, thoughts?
Yes.
Terrible ones.
Terrible ones, indeed. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next
time. Itch Hat out.